Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's 9:06 and it's time for someone to go to the Hella Mega Tour. It's like 100 years from now. It's coming up July 21st, 2020. How can that be right around the corner? It is. It's Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer at Oracle Park in San Francisco, July 21st, 2020. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. And we've got tickets all day, all this week. 9, noon, 3, and 5. This is your first chance. Be calling number 97-800-400-3697. You're going to Hella Mega Tour. Be a great night.
I love these guys. They're so good.
What's not to like?
I know.
Just love Green Day.
How come we never get to talk to them?
They don't like us.
They don't?
No, I have no idea.
Oh. I know. I've asked many times.
I mean, we've been here for 25 years. And
I know.
We've talked to the sister plenty of times.
Anna's great.
Yeah. Well, she's fine. You know, she's Green Day adjacent. You know? She's actually really nice.
Yeah, she is.
She actually looks like Billy Joe. Like, she's like the female version of him. Like, if he wore lipstick. And maybe he does, right? Probably
puts
black
lipstick
on.
Oh, didn't you see the footage of their show that they did in L.A.?
No.
He pulled out, I mean, he got all over his damn face. I mean, the photo, it's everywhere.
It's like that crazy psycho girl putting her lipstick on. I love that. Oh, it's going to be a good show.
Yep.
I can't wait for the new record, too. I want some more songs to put in rotation. We always start with a Green Day song. Mm-hmm. There's a few that we don't, that aren't even on that list that should be on there.
Well, text Jane.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless.
I'm sure Jane would do that for you. She's the nicest lady in the world.
Like, why isn't Longview on there? And what about She?
Yeah, what about him?
We don't play those. I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, tell her.
Well, I'm going to ask her. I'm not going to tell her.
Well, you know what I mean.
I try to be nice.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us. You can text Jane here, too. But right now, we're the ones getting the text. I believe Sarah's going to text Jane's private phone. In order to
I know her number. I'm on the cool list. I'll start with some Black Hearts. She likes that.
The Black Hearts?
I always start with Black Hearts.
Oh, yeah. You do? Yeah. All right.
Gets her attention.
It's a good tip.
Yeah. Pro tip for getting her. Look at, even right there, she's got the little Black Heart. She's so cute. Jane.
Regarding forgiving your partner for cheating. This is from 650. My husband got sick 2 years ago, and we found out he got syphilis from prostitutes he'd been seeing for 10 years.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
Turns out he was acting out from childhood trauma. We are still together after much therapy and have a great relationship. I never thought I could forgive.
Other than my wife.
Yeah, that 10 years thing, that's not a one-time mistake. That's a bunch of times mistake. 10 years of mistakes.
We play basket case, don't we? That comes up in that rotation.
I believe so.
Doesn't it?
Why don't we just
heart, heart, heart. Can you please, Black Heart, Black Heart, Black Heart. Mm. Can you please add Longview and She to our Green Day song lineup?
There should be a ton of songs we could add.
Well, what else?
Well, off the top of my head, I don't know.
I know. Those are the only ones that came up off the top of my head.
I'm in the middle of.
I do see She's already in the system.
Oh, good.
Oh, it is? I don't remember that ever coming up on the morning show, like, you know, to start the show.
Why you keep dumping it?
I see Basket Case in the system as well.
What about Longview? Okay, hold on. Read me all the names of the songs on that first record. Like, every single song on there should be in our to our song list. No. Question mark. And more emojis. Heart,
Longview
heart, heart.
Longview's not on the list in the system right now.
Oh, Longview's not in there?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
That's the one,
There's
too.
One place to get started. I can't
bite my
right
lip and close my eyes. Take me away to paradise.
That's also explicit.
That's
a song.
Too. Yeah, but they could, you know, there's versions that can get played on
yeah,
the radio.
Come on,
oh, is
Brand.
That so?
Yeah, you could fix it.
Where are those versions?
Well, in your head, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, just do it.
Fix one up.
It's right off
tell
the
her
bat.
You fixed it. It
starts off with the S word within the four lines. Oh, and then the F word right after that.
And
oh
it smell like. Yeah, there's definitely a radio-friendly version of that. It's been played on radio stations.
Yeah, come on,
I've Brand. Heard it on radio.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Talking about that chick device from home.
What?
Oh, no. No, that was a radio hit. That was like their first major hit.
Have none of you seen Hello, Dolly, says 707? Louis Armstrong is in the movie.
Oh, I have seen it. I don't remember.
Yeah,
him.
That must be the video you just showed us, right? Is that from the movie?
No, that was like a performance.
Yeah,
it looked like,
I don't know.
Looked like Ed Sullivan, for God's sake. It looked like American Bandstand or something.
Louis Armstrong was in the movie Hello, Dolly and did an amazing job singing in the movie.
Hello, Dolly.
I had an amazing grilled Italian sausage at the Giants game just last week.
Oh.
Wasn't sure I would like it, but yum.
Well, Italian good. There's sausage. Nothing like a good sausage. I mean, come on.
Oh, there's
juicy.
A lot of things better
no.
than Italian.
No, there aren't.
I like sausage.
John buys those. He buys sweet Italian sausages and
sweet.
Spice and spicy.
You want the spicy.
I like one of each. I'm going to have two. And I want one sweet and one spicy.
I put spicy in our sauce when we make it. It gives the sauce a kick.
Yeah, I like a little kick. It's good. Oh my God, sausage.
A 22-year-old friend is dating a 40-year-old open married man. She's hoping to be able to date both him and the wife.
Oh.
It started because the wife had cheated and they realized opening it up would be better. The couple has two small children, too.
Oh boy. Well, that's a first step on the road to destruction. In my humble opinion.
Well,
but, you know, what do I know? I'm not as modern as I like to think I am. I'm pretty open, but I just, if someone wanted an open relationship, I'd be like, that's really not for me. I just can't.
Like I said, I mean, I think I could totally let you go bone anyone you want, but I would be
really?
Off it. Like that would just, we'd basically be over.
Right. So you wouldn't let me go bone
no,
anyone
No, I mean, I wouldn't want to.
You'd be like, yes, I'm so modern and
you
free
can
thinking.
Do whatever
oh, you bone
want.
Someone, we're through.
But I'll, you know, we can, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
Yeah. No, a mistake is one thing. A whole, like permission is another. It's not, that's not happening. But, you know, look, I guess those are people that are just more evolved than me. I just, my baseline jealousy would, I'm sure, be a problem. It's hard, though. It's hard to, like, feel what you would feel in that. Because I just love him so much. I'd be like, well, okay, we can fix this.
Well, don't you have, look, maybe this is rank of me to think, but if you start having... If your person is dating and then they're like, hey, I just showed up and you hadn't talked to them for a day or two. And they're like, it would occur to me like, hold on.
Yeah,
where have you been?
Let's
and
hit the
with
clinic
whom?
First. Right. Exactly.
I mean, did you just come from a date?
Yeah.
Did you have a date last night?
Like, please tell me that things have been examined.
I just don't.
Yeah, no.
I can see
100%
that making me uncomfortable despite my desire to be. Too cool, you know.
Yeah, no, everybody wants to be cool. It's just that when put to the test, sometimes your cool fails you.
My cousin goes to the same college as the Venmo beer fund dude.
Oh.
And the real reason he donated the money is because if he didn't, he would lose eligibility for financial aids and grants.
Oh, that totally makes sense.
Oh my God. He made that much money.
Not at the goodness of his heart.
Well... I'm sure he didn't expect to rake in 5K.
No, I'm sure it was a surprise. A good surprise.
Our beer funds at the surf shop usually were in the $3 to $6 range, so.
Yeah. It helped, but it didn't fund the
it
party.
It wasn't $5,000
right.
ever. A lot of people wrote in about Venmo. Oh, here's some 408. Stickers are still popular, Vin. I know stickers are popular, but I'm saying... At that time, those were the stickers that were popular. Finished Stranger Things last night, and I was a wreck. Totally cried.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Is that Eddie?
I guess he's getting the winner.
Mm. What you doing, Sam?
I'm gonna take a picture. I just noticed that the clock is about to say 9:17 and 19 seconds.
It's not distracting at all.
Well, listen, you know, it's my husband's birthday.
Well, it's over a minute away.
I know, so I'm just getting ready. I'm
all my
camera ready.
What are you?
I got it all ready.
You've got a full minute to wait for that to happen. Sheesh.
Well, I'm just waiting.
That's one of the things that Jane always posts.
What the time?
Yeah, that's 3:33 p.m. or something, and then she'll post it on her Instagram.
3:33 and 33 seconds.
Well, I'm getting this for John. This is his 55th birthday. It'll be 9:17 and 19 seconds.
You're getting it for him?
Yeah, I'm going to get this picture for him. Get it for him. You know, he might want it.
Yeah, picture her. Get a picture of her.
Don't get a story of me.
I'm doing it. Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday.
You getting that, Sarah?
We're still 17.
I'm not getting you.
20 seconds away from.
Yeah, we'll be over soon.
You get him a big present.
I don't want to say what it is.
Say it.
No.
Come on.
He's not listening.
He already knows what it is. I just don't want to say it because you know how Specialized loaned me that. Hold on, hang on. 4 seconds left.
Oh, Specialized loaned you the electric bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
Shoot. Get it?
I'm not sure I got
it.
I got it. Oh no, I didn't get it.
I got it.
All right.
You bought it. You got it.
So what about the Specialized electric bike?
So they loaned me the Specialized electric bike, which he uses all the time. He loves that bike. And so I'm getting him I'm not getting him a special. I can't afford one of those. But he's getting an electric bike.
Oh, good.
So he's
why don't you just loan him yours?
Because we want to ride together.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm not riding my.
Why didn't you call Carmella and see what kind of deal she could?
Okay, I could do that. He hasn't ordered yet. He's like designing and picking one out. So.
Yeah, call Carmella.
Yeah, I should call her.
Specializes here in the Bay Area.
Right. No shame.
Hello, is Carmella there? Carmella. Carmella.
I'll give you her number.
Okay. I hate asking people for deals. I feel like that's.
So you're going to buy
a family and friends discount.
A less quality bike for probably still an outrageous price.
It's a lot, but it's not anywhere near what the Specialized ones go for. But the Specialized ones are superhero bikes, there's no question. He's going to be super bummed when he gets on his janky bike and it's not the Specialized. And I'm on the Specialized going.
Right. So you ride that a lot.
I do.
Good for
and
you.
He rides it a lot too.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Nice.
God, you rode it. It's like you push on the pedal and it just the thing leaps away from you.
Yeah.
It's a hill. Who cares? It's so great. I love that bike.
I've been riding I got a BMX bike.
Yeah.
But it's a big full size one. But I ride it to pick up my kid every day.
Oh.
Or the missus even now rides it.
Oh.
Because it's just easy. It's one speed.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any.
I'm sorry,
is
it electric?
Because no, it's not. Yeah,
you actually have to pedal that. Yeah.
If there's a hill, it's power.
No. I don't like that. I don't like me power. Okay. I don't have a
Jane
lot of that.
Texted.
Oh, what'd she say?
Oh, hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
She's not sure you saw her text, Sarah. Please let Sarah know I schedule she a lot. Last time was on the 13th. As soon as we get an edit for Longview, I will schedule that too.
I got an edit.
Oh, great. We have an edit.
Thank
schedule
God.
That
I'll
too.
Send it over to Jane.
I don't remember hearing she, but maybe I, what do I know?
Well, you know, the thing is, we're always busy right up to the last
I know,
second
that is
we
true.
Go on, so.
Jace comes in silent.
Rumor is Marilyn Manson is either Kevin from The Wonder Years or the older kid from Mr. Belvedere.
Oh.
That's the urban myth.
What's his real name? Brian Wilson or something?
Brian no. Warner?
Warner, that's it, yeah. Not Brian Wilson. Yeah, we were talking about urban legends this morning, like the Rod Stewart stomach pumping and
The thing I read earlier, though.
Richard Gere killing
his pets. I didn't know that he was in a gay bar.
Oh, I didn't know the backstory on the made-up legend.
In San Diego and had taken care of an entire boat full of men.
Well, that's just
all
fun.
The sailors at once. Not at once, because, you know, that can't happen but.
Sticky situation.
Sarah.
Yuck.
You were right again. You said to give Downton Abbey the first 20 minutes, and sure enough, I'm hooked. I've watched 6 episodes.
So good.
Shut up, minion.
They're not minions. They're people who just know about good TV.
Sarah, go to Lively.com and buy any one of their underwire-free bras and super comfy bralettes. I am Musette size, and I wear their busty bralettes, and they're game-changing.
What's the name of the company?
I did order one.
Lively.com. Mm.
I ordered one from somebody. Somebody had sent a link for one, so I ordered one to try it.
Okay, let me know how that is.
How'd it go?
I haven't gotten the bra yet.
Wait, what?
I haven't gotten the bra.
In what world are you not wearing it later that day?
In the world where it doesn't come until.
God. Oh, these songs.
Boobs are cool.
Christina likes to go, oh, you haven't heard his band? Let me see if I can find that song. And it always just makes me go like, oh, God. Do we really have to have this conversation in the middle of dinner? Mm. I mean, I love that time of my life, but, you know, that's...
Boobs are cool.
That's another world.
So she plays it for people?
No, she doesn't, but she'll bring it up just to...
Just to torture you. She's a good wife.
Is she?
She is. Okay. She's funny. She's, like, really naturally quick and clever. Like, we have I really enjoy just the little things she sends via text about sewing. Sewing. Come on, Anderson.
Lisa Bloom has been working for Weinstein, trying to destroy his accusers.
I think she flips sides, though.
Usually, she's like a big women's advocate. Yeah. I'm surprised. That's surprising to hear.
A couple weeks ago, she switched, but could be wrong.
I thought she was like a whole hashtag Me Too person.
Yeah.
I mean, what is she fighting against her mom? Is this her way of rebelling at age 50?
57, actually, she is.
She is?
Yeah.
How old's her mom?
80? 78.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Retire already, Mom. Well, I'm taking over the law firm.
I really didn't know the surgery she's had is incredible.
Yeah. There's a lot of people with good surgeries. You just have to look at their hands, turns out.
Big article in SI, Sports Illustrated, everyone, explains it all. The artist never got to finish the mural and did not get fully paid for her work.
Oh. This is about Antonio Brown.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know.
So he's got a half-finished mural in his house. Because he can't keep it in his pants.
He wasn't wearing pants. He was wearing a washcloth.
He couldn't even keep it under the washcloth. Washcloths are small. Oh.
Saw an awesome John Mayer show last night.
Oh, a lot of people
at the beautiful
like
new Chase Center with tickets I won from Alice. It was a great show.
Yay.
Even got a special treat when Bob Weir and Sammy Hagar joined John on stage for Fire on the Mountain. P.S. Vinny's the best.
Did you really say that, or did you just throw that in there?
No, I threw that in. I just
felt like a throw-in.
Seen
I was like, I don't think I read that part. Yeah.
Nice about myself here.
Aw, Vinny needs some feedback, you guys. Don't worry, here it comes. We'll be gone, though. You'll see it tomorrow, maybe.
Probably not. I'm a piano teacher, and I always recommend the parents stay for the lesson. Oh. It helps the parents support their kids when they practice at home. We'll figure that out. We're not going to sit there over her shoulder. She needs to be able to handle herself in situations like that by herself. Mm. You know what I mean?
I do, 100%.
What I sure don't want is as she gets older, she's always like, aren't you going to stay? No.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
I like that you grabbed your wife by the arm and was like, all right, we'll see you after the lesson. Bye.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Well, she's used to it from you. That's good. You sit out in the, you know, I think that's great. Kids do need to have time when they're in a safe environment by themselves.
Right.
Making their own decisions, doing their own thing. Not
I like it.
Leaning on their parents.
I actually have been having sort of neat, fond thoughts about how, remember being little, and you're starting to find your way in the world. There's little, they're very small.
But they're accomplishments.
Life
you
accomplishments.
Did that.
But
right.
You did go find your classroom. You did go walk up to someone and say, hi.
Yep.
I'm Isla. Want to play with me? You know, whatever. I think that's cool. I see that happening and I'm like, yeah, kid.
Woo. You go, girl.
Get out there and do that.
Yep.
Anyway, we got to go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Well, it sucks to be you, doesn't it?
Why is that?
Well, isn't 55 the anniversary?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Don't you get that today?
We started the show with that word, and we're going to end the show with that word also.
Anniversary? I don't remember ever saying that word, but anyway.
It's the root word we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that is not happening. Although,
congratulations, John. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, honey. I'm going to go home and make a strawberry shortcake.
Yummy.
Yeah.
To sit on tomorrow
mm-hmm.
when you're here after what? Getting, you know.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it's for. I'm going to make it donut shaped. Yeah. What's that?
Both boys going to be home?
No, only the younger one.
No. You going to give him money for a movie or something?
No, we're going out. We're all going out for dinner. Listen, we're old people. It's not going to be what you think. He's going to get some, but it's going to be really tame compared to what you guys are thinking. It is going to be quick. I'm going to allow it to take 55 seconds. All right, everyone. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here on Hope Day. And by the way, when we're here tomorrow, the whole time, Big Brother will be on that night.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I just wish it was on right now. I want to watch it. All right. Have a good one. See ya.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.